This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Sight, sound, taste, smell, touch. How do the five senses affect the experience of eating? Our in-house science correspondent, Meredith Hodnott, is here to take you deeper into the senses to give you a fuller understanding of how your brain makes eating so awesome. In this piece, Meredith will explore the sense of touch.
The touch and texture of food is essential to the eating experience. How many times have you indulged in crunchy, silky smooth, or piping hot dishes? On the other side, how many times has a meal been ruined by the gritty, the mushy, the tepid? Our hands and mouths are information-gathering tools. We learn about objects through picking them up and moving them around with our hands. We learn about food through our mouths. The brain processes all touch signals from the body in the somatosensory cortex. This region is a map of neurons that interprets touch from different parts of the body. Huge swaths of these neurons are especially devoted to the hands and mouth because they are our primary tools. That's why babies are constantly sticking things in their mouths. They can understand more about an object by exploring it with these super sensitive regions. At the table, we gather an incredible amount of information from touch before we even take a bite. Studies show that people think the same yogurt is denser, creamier, and more filling when it's served with heavier bowls and spoons. Rough bowls make crackers seem crunchier and harder. In one study, blindfolded participants were given a half-fresh, half-stale pretzel and were instructed to hold one end and take a bite from the other. The study found that the texture of the pretzel they ate was greatly influenced by the texture of the pretzel they were holding. Holding the stale end, their brains decided that the pretzel was stale before they even tried it. In the mouth, texture and temperature play a major role in overall flavor. Cold food molecules have a harder time traveling from the mouth to the nose to produce complex aromas. That's why ice cream has to be saturated with flavorings, like vanilla, so that it comes through once it's frozen. Similarly, the thicker and more viscous a food, the less intense its flavor. Some things we associate with taste actually come from touch, like the cooling feel of mint or the astringency of red wine or tea. Cocoa butter, the fat in chocolate, is one of the only foods that melts just under body temperature. This gives chocolate its luscious texture and releases aroma as it melts in your mouth. Chefs like to play with the expectations of touch. Serving something hot that's usually cold, or something crunchy that's usually soft. Making whimsical creations that call attention to our dependence on touch. Dinner is a playground. Feel your way around. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Meredith Hodnott. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Rainbow Walk by Wisp. Thanks for listening.